Ευχαριστούμε που κάνετε download από τη ραδιοφωνία SBS. Πληροφορηθείτε για το πώς μπορείτε να ακούσετε το πλήρες πρόγραμμά μας στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
Mr. Guy, recently you traveled to Greece where you met with certain officials. Would you like to elaborate on those meetings?
We had a tremendous time in Greece, went to Athens, to Thessaloniki. It was an important visit there with myself, the member for South Barwon, Andrew Katos, whose family's from Lefkada, and the member for Caulfield, David Southwick. And after a week in Israel, we then spent that week in Greece to have a look at particularly some infrastructure projects, community infrastructure projects in Thessaloniki. We went to Plateia Melvourinis, which is the Melbourne Square proposal being put forward, which is a great initiative in our sister city, Thessaloniki, and also looking at the city's waterfront. We met with the local council, we met with the equivalent of the state premier, and it was a tremendously important trip, a great one to not just build relationships, but come back with some good policy ideas, community policy ideas about how we can improve the way we operate here in Victoria.
Any good suggestions that you can share with us?
I think that the redevelopment of Thessaloniki's waterfront is one that we can copy in Victoria. And whether it's Geelong or other cities, I think it is worthwhile to look at how we can do that. It has been a remarkable transformation of that city's waterfront from one that was pretty run down and not terribly flash to one that I would say is absolutely world standard. It brings out people all through the afternoon and the evening in particular. It is a focal point for culture, for families, for community, for events, and it is really now the heart and soul of the city. And when you look at places like Geelong in Victoria that have got similar north-facing waterfronts as Thessaloniki has that south-facing waterfront, we could copy that city or do something very similar to what our sister city has done and make it a real feature of a city like Geelong.
Could we replicate it also here in Melbourne, and where could this replication take place?
Look, you could do it in Melbourne, but it would have to be around Port Melbourne, and it would be on a smaller scale, possibly around the Station Pier, Port Melbourne area. But the way the council, and we met the council, the way they have worked with the Central Macedonian government to ensure that that project has been a success has been quite exceptional. We actually walked it. We actually hired some bicycles and rode it to see the whole area in its entirety. It runs from the port all the way down to what is a tertiary facility a few kilometres away. But it has been a huge way to transform that city and to bring so many residents of Thessaloniki back to the city's waterfront. And it is just such a beautiful location. It's one that we should learn from our sister city. And I think it's just a great idea that for Victoria.
In terms of your meetings in Athens, were there meetings with other government officials?
Yes, we were. I met Terence Quick, who's the Deputy Foreign Minister in Athens. I'd met him in Melbourne and found him to be a terrific person, really down to earth, pretty frank. So we had a meeting in Athens, just talking about some relationships between Victoria and Greece and some policy initiatives we might be able to do to bring that relationship closer. I met the opposition leader, my counterpart as an opposition leader to an opposition leader, Mr. Mitsotakis, over there in Athens as well, just talking about some of the challenges that that he faces and indeed that Greece faces, which I'm sure that country can overcome in time. And so it was important to meet with both government ministers and opposition, I certainly believe, and look, they were very, very productive. And again, I'd just say the relationship between Greece and Victoria has been very strong. I can only see it getting stronger.
Was this your first time in Greece?
It was my first time in Greece, after much prodding by certainly people in my office and indeed my own wife, saying, you've got to go, it's fantastic. We went there and I already miss it. I had a great time over there, and I think that you know, the Greek way of life is certainly very admirable, and really thought it was fabulous.
Although it sounds it was all business, no pleasure.
Well, we had one day off over there, not really many, but we had one day that was in Thessaloniki, and it's a lovely city just to walk around. And in Athens, one afternoon, you can't go to Athens and not walk up the Parthenon and see that. But, of course, we did that, and, you know, that's just... It's when you walk over those ancient stones and you realise how long civilization, modern civilization, has been in Greece. It is really quite astounding.
So I guess you have to revisit and just focus on pleasure.
A little bit of that, but it's a magical place to go to, and just to see some of the, you know, the long-term history that's been there, and what Greek Australians bring to our country.
Any other observations you made during this trip, especially relating to the economic crisis in Greece?
Well, a lot of it comes down, I think, to confidence, and this is what we see in a place like Victoria. You can have governments that can legislate, that can dictate, but it comes down to the community's confidence. And that's where I think it's very important to make sure that you have the basics right. And in Greece, one of the basics I think they do have right is that it felt very, very safe. I felt a lot safer in Athens than I do in Melbourne. I felt a lot safer in Thessaloniki than I do in Melbourne. And so when it comes down to getting the basics right, and the first basic of any government is to keep your population safe, I think Greece is doing that a lot better than Australia. Mm. Certainly, I should say, than Victoria.
In terms of crime?
In terms of crime, in terms of community safety, in terms of seeing events which, you know, people would be threatening others. You know, I walked along the Thessaloniki waterfront at a number of times after 11 p.m. It was packed full of people, and I never saw any trouble. I never saw any trouble. I don't think that would be the case in Melbourne today. And that's where Victoria is falling down. We can learn from places like Greece how important it is for governments to put community safety first. You can build all the rail infrastructure you like, you can build all the road infrastructure you like, but if you can't keep people safe, then you're failing at the first hurdle. And I think in Victoria, we are not keeping our population as safe. And I use, again, Greece as a great example where the country might be going through economic troubles, but they are keeping their population safer than we are in Victoria. And I thought that that was a standout point of difference between Thessaloniki and Melbourne as two sister cities.
So it sounds to me that this will be your main focus for the upcoming election campaign.
No doubt about that. We believe that the first aspect of any government is to keep its population safe. I think that all of your listeners would know that Melbourne is going through a crime wave, and that you can have all the spin and government press releases you like, but at the end of the day, population knows what is occurring. You know, we are more concerned about our safety than ever before, and we don't have to live like this. It shouldn't have to be like this. We should be a safer community than what we are. We are a fundamentally decent and tolerant and multicultural community here in the South Pacific in Melbourne. And I think that we deserve better than being held hostage by a number of gangs who are either carjacking or home invading or threatening people's safety, with the government doing very little about it.
I don't want to ask you any more about this, because I'm pretty sure we're going to have the opportunity to talk about this more extensively, especially as the election approaches.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
However, on a final note, I wanted to ask you, I mean, the topic of the last few days is, of course, the Section 44.
Yes.
Now, what is your opinion of this constitutional dual citizenship preclusion of being elected in federal parliament? Because my understanding is that in Victoria, there is no such preclusion, correct?
That's correct. At state parliaments, you can be a dual citizen. At federal parliament, you cannot. The thought around that, when it was put in the constitution nearly 120 years ago now, was that if Australia was in ever an armed conflict with another country, we wanted those who are making the decisions about our defence forces, which would be the federal parliament, to be entirely loyal to Australia. To me, I would see my mother's family is Ukrainian, and if Ukraine was at war with another country, would I want that country to be entirely loyal to, or those MPs to be loyal to Ukraine? You'd say yes, as much as I would Australia. So I think, though, there should be a grace period. I think maybe it's something that we should look at, that, you know, you don't have to be, you can be a minister but not a member of parliament for up to 90 days. Maybe that's setting a precedent for something around federal MPs, where there should be a grace period that should be considered.
Do you think it's a relic of a bygone era that needs to change in order to reflect the multicultural realities of today's Australia?
No, not really. I do think that the one thing that point that in a multicultural country like Australia, the one point that binds us all together is that we're now all Australians. So whether we've come from Ukraine or Greece or Argentina or Colombia, it shouldn't matter. We're now all Australians and Australians first. And I think if what we do demand out of our and should expect out of our federal representatives is that they are Australians and Australians only, so that while in a state parliament, you may have a dual citizenship. Those who are making decisions about our foreign affairs and about our defence force have entire loyalties to one country, and that is Australia. Oh, I think that's a fair request.
Mr. Guy, I would like to thank you for taking the time to have this chat, and I'm looking forward to more opportunities.
My pleasure. Ευχαριστώ. Thank you very much for the time.
Ακούσατε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Μπορείτε να μας ακούτε στο ραδιοφωνό σας ζωντανά κάθε μέρα από τις 4 έως τις 6 το απόγευμα. Μπορείτε επίσης να ακούτε το πρόγραμμά μας on demand από την ιστοσελίδα μας και από την εφαρμογή του κινητού SBS Radio. Επισκεφτείτε το sbs.com.au/Greek.